The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the Pharisees, "There was a rich man who dressed in purple garments and fine linen and dined sumptuously each day. And lying at his door was a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who would gladly have eaten his fill of the scraps that fell from the rich man's table. Dogs even used to come and lick his sores. When the poor man died, he was carried away by angels to the bosom of Abraham. The rich man also died and was buried. And from the netherworld, where he was in torment, he raised his eyes and saw Abraham far off and Lazarus at his side. And he cried out, 'Father Abraham, have pity on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am suffering torment in these flames.' Abraham replied, 'My child, remember that you received what was good during your lifetime, while Lazarus likewise received what was bad. But now he is comforted here, whereas you are tormented. Moreover, between us and you, a great chasm is established to prevent anyone from crossing who might wish to go from our side to yours or from your side to ours.' He said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house, for I have five brothers, so that he may warn them, lest they too come to this place of torment.' But Abraham replied, 'They have Moses and the prophets. Let them listen to them.' He said, 'Oh no, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' Then Abraham said, 'If they will not listen to Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded if someone should rise from the dead.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. In the Gospel of today's Mass, we are presented with someone who makes poor use of his goods. There's this rich man dressed in purple and fine linen and feasted magnificently every day. And at his gate is the poor man Lazarus, who doesn't have food and is covered with sores. This rich man perhaps has a very familiar way of living. He feasted. He lived for himself, as if he did not need God. He lived comfortably. He had everything in abundance, never wanting for a single thing. The parable does not tell us that he denied God or that he had any particular animosity toward the poor man, only that he was blind to God and simply failed to notice his neighbor in need. This was his fault. This man lived for himself. He preferred to find his happiness in being self-centered rather than in being generous. And this sort of egoism blinds us to our surroundings. It makes it that much more difficult to care for anyone else or to see their plight. His egoism blinded him so that he could not see Lazarus at his door, suffering, wanting food, hungry for any sort of acknowledgement. Again, his sin was simply that he did not notice Lazarus. He eliminated him from his consciousness, and thus he did not use his goods according to God's will. For it was not poverty that led Lazarus to heaven, but humility. Nor was it wealth that prevented the rich man from attaining eternal rest, but rather egoism. My brothers and sisters, with how we decide to use the riches that God has given us in this life, we'll either attain heaven or hell. Both are real, both exist, and we can go to either place. So we have to make sure that whatever God has given us, we put to good use. Very specifically, we put to his use. Caring for the poor, the sick, the suffering. Caring for the man who's lying on the street covered in sores, begging for scraps of food. These are the demands of the gospel. Can we live up to them?